shot no good. Ball batted around, it's George, takes it away, sends it up the floor to Westbrook, and Westbrook this time with the two-handed shot.
97.1 The Ticket, that audio courtesy of NBA.com. I don't know if we have Russell Westbrook fever around here or not. I mean, obviously, he's not a Detroit Piston right now. Could he be by the end of the week? Yes, he could be. But there's certainly a buzz about folks that want him here and folks that don't want him here. I'm one of the people that does want him here. I know that he might not be the perfect fit because he struggles from the three-point line and he makes a lot of money. But guess what? Former MVPs don't come cheap. You know, unless you're like Derrick Rose, who's a former MVP who came cheap because he's not nearly as good as he used to be. But a former MVP in his crime, in his prime, only way you want to accept him is if he's making $7, $8 million a year. I mean, who are we as Detroit Pistons fans to be picky? Yeah, it'd be nice if the Pistons kid with the number 15 overall pick with Sekou Doumbouya get the rookie of the year who's better than R.J. Barrett, better than Zion Williamson, better than everybody else out there. And then they get to the number 5 seed this year. And then with the number 21 pick in the draft, they get another rookie of the year winner. But it's just not that easy. Especially not for markets like Detroit where because it's not a tourist destination, free agents aren't going to want to sign. So I say, you know what? Trade for Russell Westbrook. You immediately become a top 5 seed in the Eastern Conference. You have a shot to be even a top 3 seed in the Eastern Conference this year. And then you take your chances. You see what happens. But I think that's a heck of a lot more exciting. A heck of a lot better way of going and doing things than just, hey, let's just be patient, hope all the draft picks pan out, and then hope that we can attract some free agents here each of the next two summers when they never come to Detroit. But what do you guys think? 248-539-9797 is the phone number. Let's talk to L in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, Brian, what's going on, man? I totally agree with you. I think trading for Russell Westbrook, you know, it can't do anything but make the Pistons better. I wouldn't give up the farm for him, though. You know, I wouldn't give up Kennard or not even at the young kid that we just drafted.
Doumbouya.
Still helping out Oklahoma City, you know, basically they want expiring contracts because they're trying to rebuild. But, yeah, I'm all for it. I mean, people forget, you know, that great team that we just had, 04, when we went to all those Eastern Conference finals, those are all trades. I mean, for the most part, Chauncey's a trade, Rip's a trade, Rasheed's a trade. Ben is a trade. They're all trades. Nobody's coming to sign to Detroit.
Well, I think Chauncey Billups. Well, Chauncey Billups was a free agent, but he was a cast off. He wasn't an all star before he came to Detroit.
Right. Yeah, there's people that didn't fit at other teams. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, we can create a bunch of cap space and some big name free agents coming. That's not happening. Even back in the day, we built through the draft. So it's either the draft or people that just not a good fit and, you know, looking for their second win. Russell Westbrook is in his prime, though, so this would be a great opportunity for us to grab him. We just need to get rid of Drummond, man. I mean, I love Drummond. He's just overpaid. He's extremely overpaid.
See, I don't think that he's if he's overpaid, he's not overpaid by much. I mean, he's making, what, $28 million a year, something like that. And to be the best rebounder in the NBA, to be an all-star two out of the last 4 years, to put up 17, 18 points per game, I think that's pretty good.
But none of that is translating to wins. That's not the new NBA.
Well,
you got to look at
cats
like DeAndre Jordan.
Yep. He'd
probably be like an older Drummond. DeAndre's only getting, what, $11, $12 million a year. That's what Drummond needs to be making.
Andre Drummond's a heck of a lot better than DeAndre Jordan.
I don't know, man. Not much.
And he's only 25, 26 years old. I'll take Drummond over DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, but Drummond is clogging up. He's clogging up the middle, and he's not for the style of NBA that's going to win games now. He's an old traditional center, and they just not. I mean, you can't spend all your money that way no more.
Well,
and it's unfortunate. It's not his fault. I'm not knocking nobody for getting paid, but at the end of the day, he's overpaid for his skill set and what he does. You know, he's not shooting threes. He's not. you know, 78% from free throw line. He's making too much money.
And you know, perhaps Andre Drummond will have to go at some point. And what I have found interesting is that Andre Drummond has showed up at all three Summer League games so far this year. He was there on, Friday, Saturday, and today. And he's been interviewed by, either NBA TV or ESPN at halftime or at some point during the game each time. And it's interesting that he's made himself so available. I think it's a good thing that he's showing his face, showing his support for his Summer League teammates and whatnot. But it's also interesting that this is the last summer. This could be the last summer that he's a Detroit Piston, because next summer, or I guess next June, he has to decide whether he's going to pick up the player option on the end of his 5-year deal. He probably will, but members of the fake news media like myself and others will be asking him all year long about every single rumor that pops up about whether or not he's going to return. And I'm sure that a lot of you guys are going to hope that Andre Drummond opts out and leaves. He could opt out and stay. He could pick up that player option. But, you know, the other thing about Andre Drummond is you had the last caller, L, talking about how he doesn't fit the new NBA. He doesn't shoot threes. I don't think that Andre Drummond needs to shoot threes. I would like him to be more aggressive in the paint in terms of dunking as opposed to putting up soft layups. But the other thing is, it's rare that in the NBA or ever you'll see somebody work on a three-point shot as he tried to do last year and failed miserably, when that individual can't even successfully knock down a consistent mid-range jumper. Not even a consistent mid-range jumper. Like Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, they can hit a 10-footer, they can hit a 15-footer, and because of that, they can shoot threes, and then after they learn to shoot threes, they can start shooting from half court. Andre Drummond, you know, he can make shots from within 5 feet, and then he wants to shoot them from 23 feet. Andre Drummond would be a heck of a lot better if he could make a 12-foot jump shot. I'd like to see him do that. Forget the threes. Andre Drummond, with his exemplary rebounding, doesn't need to be a three-point shooter. But if he can space the floor a little bit just by knocking down a 12-footer, how much better would he be? But he can't, and he doesn't even try for the most part. 248-539-9797. Let's talk to Brian in Monroe. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, is this me?
This is you.
Hey, Brian, how you doing? Good name, by the way.
Excellent name. Is it with an I or a Y?
A Y. How are you?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, that means your parents are illiterate. Sorry to hear that, but go on.
Well, you know, hey, it runs in the family. What can I say? But I'm agreeing with most of what you're saying. I agree with that last caller about Drummond, though. He is definitely getting paid too much, man. Drummond can't score. You give it to a man, it's like a black hole, you know. I cringe every time he has the ball because you're absolutely right. If he could shoot a mid-range shot, he would be awesome. He'd be great, you know. But, I mean, that's all here and there. Westbrook, I don't think, would be a good pickup, though. I mean, I'm on the fence about it.
Mm-hmm.
80% leaning, 80% on the fence, 20% leaning towards no on him coming. I don't think his attitude is really, what we'd want.
What about his attitude concerns you?
Well, why couldn't the other players play with him? You know, he had Durant, he had James Harden on his team. No one could be with him because I believe he's just, you know, he's too much of an attention hog, you know. I just don't think that really fits with the whole Detroit attitude, you know.
Well, I mean, when I look at why the Oklahoma City Thunder couldn't get it done and why they never got over to the top, why they never got to the finals, the thing I look at is who they're playing. I mean, when they got that 3-1 lead on the Golden State Warriors, it was on the Golden State Warriors, who are a dynasty. So you lose to the Golden State Warriors. I mean, are we supposed to to blame all that on Russell Westbrook or give them some credit. You look at this past year, they lost to the Portland Trail Blazers in five games in the first round. The Trail Blazers went to the Western Conference Finals. You know, they lost to the Rockets a couple of seasons before that. The Rockets have been one of the best teams in the Western Conference the last few years. So, I mean, it's not like they've been in the Eastern Conference struggling to make their way up. And Russell Westbrook has been in the Eastern Conference. If you put him in the Eastern Conference on a team like the Pistons, I think that he could win some more rounds and go deep. As far as going to the finals, I mean, it's a team game. But I'm not going to trash Russell Westbrook because he hasn't won an NBA championship when, you know, the Golden State Warriors have been running the West up until the injuries of last month.
Yeah, I agree with you there. But still, you got to look at the other players that didn't play with him, or, you know, that left the team. That just makes me wonder that he's just, you know, he's a great player, but there's parts where they just, you know, that the mental game of them, I think, holds them back, where they just maybe even try to do too much. I think Westbrook maybe even tries to do too much at times.
Well, I mean, I think you could argue that, but when you look at the Pistons for the past several years, I think you could say that outside of Blake Griffin, a lot of players don't try to do enough. And I'd rather have a guy who tries to do too much than guys that don't do enough. Because look what the Pistons are. No playoff wins in, what, a decade? 248-539-9797. Take a text, 97136. More of your feedback on the Pistons. Should they go after Russell Westbrook? Coming up next, I am Brian Chapman, 97.1 The Ticket. 97.1 The Ticket.